Bringing these two readings together in the context of today's Mass, we see a situation in which the intermarriage between groups of people has led Solomon astray. Multiple wives of different nations. I'm sure this was how peace treaties and things were made through marriage, in the attempt that through marriage would come peace. But what we see is through this marriage, we see division happening, not peace, not reconciliation. We see in the gospel text a woman approaching Jesus who is a product of two different nations, of two different types of people, the Syrian and the Phoenician. She's a hyphenated person, you know, with all the hyphens that we use in describing people that are in the United States, right? Name it, we hyphenate it. The understanding is that this person is from two different, they become one. You look at the Mosaic laws there. How many of you are wearing a blend of fabric? Right? 100% cotton, all of you? 100% polyester? I hope not. The blending of fabrics was forbidden for the Jewish person. 100% linen, 100% cotton, 100% wool. Only. You are not to mix fabrics. Why? Because of this reality, as an expression of this reality of what happens, the people of Israel were supposed to be set apart so that through them people might come to life. And we see this fall in Solomon, which will lead to the kingdom that was unified under David, split apart. Consequence of the sin, splitting it apart. Division. This woman is the embodiment of that division between nations. That which is forbidden. It's not just this is a Gentile woman that has come, but she embodies this bringing together of unlike. Many scholars have wasted a lot of ink in determining whether or not Jesus is being condescending to her. I believe that Jesus' example is one of the ordering of things. He gives an example. First, the people in the house eat. Then what is left over, the scraps of the table, are then given to the dogs. It's an ordering of things. Jesus did not come in order to minister to the Gentiles. He came to reveal himself to Israel through his disciples. All nations, all of the Gentiles, would share in the redemption of God in Jesus Christ. But the time was not now. It was now the time for the people of Israel, not the nations. And so his critique of her, his challenge to her, is basically saying it's not the hour for the Gentiles to encounter the Christ. It's not yet the time. And in his rebuff of her, and in his analogy of children and table and dogs, is a kind of a rebuff. She responds in faith. She's got sharp wit about her. Yeah, it's true, it's not the time for the dogs to be fed the scraps, but even when the children are eating, you know, stuff falls from the table in that moment. You tell me that this is the moment for the children to eat, but I'm telling you, and if you've ever had friends who have a house with a dog in it, and it's like the dog always finds the weak one at the table, right? the weak one. And they get up there and they rub up against them and they're like, you know, they know the weak one. You know who you are. The soft heart, right? But even the children and eating. It's incredible to me. Like, I love the patience of parents, but to see the child in the high chair and you, and you're just like, okay, time to clean up. And you look at the floor underneath the kid and there's like this circle of food and scraps and everything that is, it's like, man, if you had a dog, this would be much easier. Like the cleanup around the child, right? How in the world did that much food get away from the, did you eat anything? Everything is on the floor. Did you actually eat anything? So in her wit, in her intelligence, she takes Jesus' example and says, yes, but when the children are eating, the food is falling from the table where the dogs can snatch it up. Go. And the demon is gone. For saying this, go. The demon is gone. So, my brothers and sisters, through Jesus, we see the desire to unify all of the nations, all people, all believers into one family. It is through sin that we are divided, but it is in Jesus Christ and in redemption that we are made one. Amen.